Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Conservative Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah B., and this is the podcast that's fighting back against liberal lunacy, the lies of feminism, and the destruction of the progressive left as we refocus ourselves on those F-bombs that truly matter: faith, family, friendship, and now more than ever, freedom. If you would like to catch whatever I'm up to, you can catch me over on Instagram at Conservative Mama Podcast. Otherwise, you can check out my personal Instagram page, which is Lady Devil Dog USMC. I've been working under Conservative Mama Podcast for the better half of 2 weeks now, so I might not be posting a ton of things, but I am definitely in the comments section. So who knows, maybe you have seen me there, but if you're a new listener, welcome aboard. This is a crazy little podcast, just kind of keeping us apprised on what is going on out there, and trying to keep up the spirits of everybody in this fight. I really do think that we are in the fight of our lives, really. I mean, we're talking about freedom, we're talking about faith, we're talking about all of these different things that I think we as Americans have taken for granted for a very long time. excuse me, even as a veteran myself, it's hard to say that, you know, we don't take things for granted from time to time, right? We take our ability to speak freely for granted. And we don't realize that other countries do not have that luxury. You cannot openly criticize the government, for instance, right? But in America, we can. Or we at least used to be able to. Now, of course, we have a total war on the First Amendment. And that isn't the only amendment, of course, but you see it with the censorship. It doesn't take but a few big tech companies to shut down freedom of speech. And then you see the FBI getting involved, trying to limit what people learn about, you know, like the Hunter Biden laptop right before a crucial election, right? So that's illegal. The FBI cannot enlist private companies or, you know, they cannot enlist companies to do the job that they are, to do things that they cannot legally do themselves. Hopefully that made sense. Like, the FBI does not have the legal ability to censor what people see in order to sway an election. And so they also cannot approach Facebook, for instance, to get them to do it. That is still illegal. But you know, we're seeing a lot of attacks on our freedoms that we take for granted, and we are not seeing a lot of retaliation. We're not seeing a lot of pushback. We're not seeing people getting marched off to jail, right? We are seeing raids on conservatives. We're seeing raids on Trump supporters. We're seeing raids, we're seeing pastors being hauled away by the FBI. But yet, when it comes to actual crimes and investigating actual crimes, like 33,000 missing emails, which we know were hacked, and which we know some of them were top secret, and which we know our enemies definitely got a hold of, which we know Hillary Clinton completely lied, and then you see them walk away with not even a slap on the wrist, right? Comey is not behind bars. Hillary Clinton is not behind bars. Peter Stroke is not behind bars. So we're seeing this all-out assault on what makes this nation great, right? The liberties that are preserved under our Constitution are under assault. And I think, you know, here at this little podcast, we're trying to keep up everybody's spirit, give you guys the information, and also remind you that, you know, the silent majority can't be silent anymore. Part of why we are here where we are is because the silent majority has been silent. Christians, you have been silent for far too long. It's time to get out there. It's time to protest peacefully, where historically we should, such as, you know, we should protest the abortion bills that they try to pass through. You know, it's not enough to murder babies at 6 weeks. Now we have to wait until pretty much they're born in some states, right? Like, there's no limit with the Democrats. There's no limit. But where are the Christians at? Why aren't we pushing back together? Why aren't we pushing back against biological males in taking over women's sports? That's an assault on women. It is, marginalizing women. It is marginalizing their contribution and their work and their effort. And yet the feminists are nowhere to be found, right? So, I mean, all of these liberal ideas where they're like, oh, I'm a feminist, and yet you're super quiet when it comes to biological males taking over the sports of biological females. You're very quiet about that. We're seeing liberals who, you know, used to beat the war drums for freedom of speech turn the other direction. Now they're like, no, you know, I just want speech that resonates with me. I don't think everybody should have free speech. I think we have to limit that. You're seeing conversations like this coming out of Berkeley, California, right? That used to be, you know, kind of the symbol of fighting against the man, and now it's the man. So all of that to say that this little podcast hopefully is inspiring some folks to get out there and take the rhetoric back, take the argument back at them. Some people have written to me and they've started their own podcasts, and that's fantastic. That's awesome. You know what? You may never make $1 million doing it, or maybe you will. Who knows? But your voice needs to be heard. If you are a writer, write a blog. If you are really good at interviewing people, interview people. If you are really good at activist, you know, you can get other people to push back on the things that matter, like getting rid of critical race theory, get that out of schools, get this hypersexualization of children out of schools. Like, if you're really good at mobilizing that, do that. There's a lot of room for us here in this fight. And so hopefully if you are new to the podcast, you are finding all that out, finding out that, you know what you've got in your mind, what you are thinking, you're not alone. There's a plethora of us out here who think like you, okay? And speaking of thinking, here on The Political Insider today, I don't know if you guys have heard, but the FBI allegedly decided that Hunter Biden, there might be overwhelming evidence that Hunter Biden has, they have enough evidence to charge him with a felony gun charge, right? Who the hell cares? You know what I mean? Like, on the list of things that Hunter Biden has done criminally, felonious gun ownership is probably like, 25th on the list. You know what I'm saying? What about his backdoor dealings with China? What about his dad's backdoor dealings with China, right? Like, they've taken money. Don't listen, Joe wants to lie and say, I never took any money. I didn't know about my son or my brother. I've never got involved in their business deal. Really? Really? Because there are plenty of pictures out there that suggest otherwise. You went to dinner with him. You played golf with some of them. Come on. You know, the internet exists. All right, we can see this. All right, it's not a mystery, except for Peachtree, whatever on Instagram, who is a flaming idiot and thinks that it's all conspiracy theory. Look, it's not my fault if your head is buried so far up your rear end that you honestly are giving yourself a colonoscopy. I'm not here for you. I don't argue for you. I argue for the folks on the fence who aren't really sure what the heck is really going on. If you are on my Instagram page, you will see. You will see what I'm talking about. Okay, so anyway, on The Political Insider, they're talking about Hunter Biden. They're talking about this issue with this felonious gun charge or whatever, right? Never mind the fact that he crossed state lines with prostitutes. That's illegal. He had, 20.3 grams of crack cocaine? Remember his dad's noble speech in front of the Congress and Senate or whoever, wherever he was at? And he's like, if you have just one of these, and he's pretending, you know, it's a quarter or something that he had in his hand. If you have one crack rock the size of this or whatever, you know, you're going to jail for 5 years. No ifs, ands, or buts. Well, explain Hunter, Joe. You care to do that? Or do you only send black people to jail for marijuana? Just a thought. And I bring that up because of the 1994 crime bill that he penned, allegedly. I say allegedly because he's got a long history of plagiarism, but he penned this crime bill that disproportionately affected black Americans, and sent a lot of them to prison for stupid charges, marijuana charges. And this isn't like kilos and kilos of marijuana. All right. That's not what we're talking about. So now all of a sudden, I was raised in the Puerto Rican community inside a black church. Joe, Mr. Pandering himself, decided that he's going to pardon the folks who have been locked away in prison for who knows how long for minor drug offenses. Well, they wouldn't have been there in the first place if you weren't a raging racist, Joe, but yet here you are. So anyway, he's like, oh, look it, I broke the leg and now I'm fixing the leg. So for my black American friends who are listening, remember that when you go to the polls in November. I don't understand why historically minority groups, black Americans, Hispanics, etc., why they would vote Democrat at all. Do you not get sick and tired of the pandering? Ladies, I'm talking to you two, white women, because you don't seem to ever tire of the pandering. You just don't. Like, you white suburban women tend to vote for the stupidest shit. There, I said it. We tend to vote for the stupidest shit. Do you want a prayer out of schools? Yeah! And so they vote that out. They're like, yeah, absolutely. No more prayers in school. We got to be fair for everyone. And now look at our schools. They're a cesspool. They're a total cesspool of degeneracy. Oh, you got teachers who are talking about their sexuality in the classroom to their kindergartners. And they're like, oh, the kindergartners have come out to me that they're all transgender too. Okay. 2 minutes ago, they thought they were a unicorn. Yeah, I'm sure they're super transgender. Shut the hell up, groomer. So anyway, I digress. People, you know, we've got these crimes that I don't think there's a crime that Hunter Biden hasn't filmed. We've got enough crimes to lock him away and possibly Joe Biden away for life. Maybe try them even for treason. Who knows, right? Who knows what else is on that laptop? But they're after him for, I think, a felonious gun charge. So anyway, the headline reads, skeptics doubt Hunter Biden will face punishment after new reports of possible charges. You think? And it says, this is by Rusty Weiss, and it was posted here today, this afternoon, conservatives on social media expressed doubts that Hunter Biden will face any form of punishment after reports surfaced indicating federal agents feel they have enough evidence to charge the first son with multiple crimes. That's interesting because I thought the federal agents were only investigating patriots that were deemed terrorists or extremists by this administration, right? We can't forget that. We can't forget their blood red background and that divisive speech that Mr. I Bring Everyone Together Joe Biden gave. I didn't think that the federal agents investigated crimes anymore. I thought it was just people. I thought it was just folks like Steve Bannon or Donald Trump or anybody who knew Trump or worked with his administration, or maybe even people who voted for Trump, right? We've got a whole gulag full of people who've never been charged with anything since January 6th of 2020. That's weird. We're approaching 2023. Are we going to do anything about that? Or are we just going to continue with this farcical committee, right? Yeah, we're never going to do anything with that. These people are locked away because they're political opponents. That's the problem. You voted wrong. That's the problem. The Washington Post first reported on the developments in the case, writing that the son of the current sitting president could be charged with tax crimes and a false statement related to a gun purchase. Is that it? Is that it? Really? That's the only thing you're going to charge him? See, and then you wonder why people don't believe that this is going to happen. Hillary Clinton broke the law. She was subpoenaed to turn over her devices, all of her devices, which she bleach-bitted, she wiped clean, she smashed with hammers. She encouraged her staff to smash with hammers. And last I checked, like, all of this is felonious. Like, you were subpoenaed, you have to turn it over unmarred with, and yet she didn't do any of that. And they were like, ah, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. Okay. So, you know, pardon our skepticism. The investigation has been ongoing since 2018. Isn't that wild? It's been ongoing since before the 2020 election. It's almost like they knew he was up to no good. Huh. Interesting that they wait until now, though, right? Initially, the investigation centered around Hunter Biden's finances related to the overseas business ties and consulting work, the Post writes. Over time, investigators with multiple agencies focused closely on whether he did not report all of his income and whether he lied on gun purchase paperwork back in 2018. Again, on the list of things that Hunter Biden is guilty for, this is probably like 25th on my give a shit list. It is. Like, it's not even like, it doesn't even register on my, we should worry about this. I don't care. No. Yes, a felonious gun purchase, you know, or an illegal gun purchase is an offense. It's a serious offense, right? But on the list of things that he did, are we serious? Like, this is what you're going to get him for? Okay. Okay. You know what I thought was also illegal? Smoking crack. Having sex with prostitutes. Having sex with minors. Just a thought. Thought that was illegal too. Apparently not as illegal. Hunter Biden had reportedly responded no to a question on a firearms transaction record that asks, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or antidepressant or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? You know what? Here's the thing. I don't know, but isn't like the number one thing in AA, like isn't, if for any of you who've ever been to an AA meeting, I've only seen this, thankfully I've never suffered from any type of addiction, but isn't like the first step to recovery admitting you have a problem? Isn't that it? Am I wrong here? Am I crazy? Isn't the first step admitting you have a problem? So he's like, hey, oh, he reportedly responded, no. Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? And he responds, no. Well, he might not view himself as an addict. And because he's an entitled narcissistic prick, he might not feel he's unlawfully using this because the law is different for Democrats. And we know there's such a thing called liberal privilege because they use it all the time. It was what they used to burn down 20 cities in the summer of mostly peaceful protests. Meanwhile, bad trespassing actors on January 6th have been locked up indefinitely. So here we go. Biden was discharged from the Navy Reserve. How the hell do you get... How do you get discharged from the Navy Reserve after failing a cocaine test? Oh, that'd be why. And has an open and well-documented history of drug use. Yes, I would consider him filming himself a well-documented history of drug use. Yes, yes, that would be. Yes, I agree with that statement. Lying on the form is a felony, Politico has reported, though prosecutions for it are exceedingly rare. Well, I suppose if your last name is Biden, yes, the prosecution would be exceedingly rare. However, if your last name is Q Public, probably less exceedingly rare. Just saying. I'm just saying, right? Like, the rules for thee are different for me. The Post reports that David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, must now decide on whether or not to file those charges. Gee, wow, that'll be interesting to... Should we take bets now? Anybody want to take some bets now on how he's going to decide? Meh, I don't know. Should we look him up, see if he's an Obama appointee? I don't know. That's not exactly how it works. And with that, some conservatives online expressed serious doubts that Hunter Biden would ever face punishment and would likely walk away with a slap on the wrist. I don't think he'll even get a slap on the wrist. I think this was like the scariest thing. It was written by political insider. The Washington Post has said something. Who knows? Maybe the New York Times will say something. And then Dad will call and be like, hey, pal, just so you know, I read the article. Looks good. I think you're in the clear. Remember that soundbite, ladies and germs? You remember that one? Yeah. So, of course, the skeptics are writing, you know, Hunter Biden isn't going to be charged. Somebody else says literally everybody knows how this is going to turn out. This is what it is, right? We watched it with Hillary. We watched the Democrats commit crime after crime. Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy, and nothing became of that. Literally, our FBI could not give a damn less. Like, they could not care. We have Chinese spy, and now we've got, in other news, now we've got China setting up police stations in American cities to, quote, keep an eye on Chinese citizens to make sure they're not breaking the law. I'm sorry, last they checked, that's not your damn job. If they're here, that's our job. Where's the mainstream media on that? China's setting up police stations so that they can, quote, keep an eye on their citizens. Do we know who they consider to be their citizens, considering they own almost all of our debt? Do they consider us to be their citizens or just people who were Chinese nationals? What do they consider? But the mainstream media, as usual, can't be bothered to report on any of this. And where are the GOP at? Where are you guys at? You know, you are almost a month from the midterm election. Where are you guys at? Are you going to not say anything? Oh, we'll just wait until we get back into power and then we're going to do something. You spineless cowards. This is why Americans believe that there's a uniparty and you're all of the same ilk. We do have some that step out. You know, we've got some that Americans are like, hell yeah, they support, right? But a lot of them have really let us down. You know, for instance, Ted Cruz. I really like Ted Cruz. But when the fire meets the kettle, you sit there and you're like, okay, here's your chance to slap down the big tech oversight and their ability to sway elections, their ability to, silence folks, especially one-sided, right? Like they're not a private platform. They are a political platform. They are politically motivated at this point. I think it's pretty safe to say that. And Ted Cruz has the chance to do the right thing, and he's not gonna vote, you know, to throw these guys out on their ears. He's not gonna vote for that. He's gonna let them continue. So what the hell? I don't know about you guys, but I'm damn frustrated. Now, that being said, remember, when you go to the polls, your vote matters. Your vote matters. And I can't take any credit for this. Dan Bongino says this all the time. The Republicans are not the answer to all of your problems. We know this. Vote Lindsey Graham out. Vote these folks out because they're rhinos. Get them out of here. They're not the answer to all of our problems, but the Democrats are certainly the cause. If you go and throw your votes, I'm not gonna go vote today. Okay, you pull that one. You're essentially just voting Democrat. If you go and you're like, maybe I'll vote Democrat, you're voting for more of the garbage that is going on right now. And you think it's bad now? Just wait. Just wait. They're not the answer to all of our prayers. We know that. We know that. Neither was Trump and neither is Trump, right? Like, we don't worship at the feet of Trump. But what is in America's best interest? Putting Americans first, not sending all of our money to the Ukraine. Just a thought. Just a thought. So remember, when you go to the polls, what you're fighting for. All of the garbage that you see, the clown world that is unfolding and the inmates running the asylum? Or do we want to take our country back? And that's our first step here this November is, you vote, we can take our country back. We can turn this crazy ship around. But unfortunately, if you don't get out there and if you don't encourage other people to get out there, then we're just going to see a whole lot more of the same. What else? I was going to say, I lost my train of thought here. It was something regarding voting, I thought. But, oh, voting in person. It's going to be very important that you go and vote in person. I know some areas are opening up the early voting. It's best to go and vote in person. This way that they can't deny that we are showing up en masse to clap back and hit them with a red wave. They're gonna pull out all the stops. They want to steal this election. They want to steal all the elections going forward. So by voting in person, you can look the people in the eye as you hand them your ballot and say, no, you're not gonna do anything sketchy with it. So that's something I wanted to pass on to you guys. Last but not least, I don't know if you have heard, but Zelensky, that green t-shirt wearing crackpot, wants NATO to do a preemptive nuclear strike against Russia. Now, I've told you, I am not pro-Ukraine. I'm also not pro-Russia, but I feel like in this fight, Putin's the only one who's making any sense here. He's the one who doesn't want to go along with the New World Order or the liberal New World Order or whatever we want to call it at this point. Putin is like, nah, this isn't a good idea. Now, I'm not pro-Putin. I've said that. But I'm also definitely not pro-Zelensky. Ukraine is notoriously corrupt. I think they just found, who did they just get rid of? I think they're going to arrest one of the hires up, I forget now, but for embezzling money. Gee, wonder where he got that money from. How much you want to bet it was from the American taxpayers? You're welcome, sir. Hope you live your best life. But Zelensky wants us to do a preemptive strike against Russia. Preemptive nuclear strike against Russia. And then you got bobblehead Biden out there going, we're closer to Armageddon, nuclear Armageddon, than we have been since the 1960s. Yeah, whose fault is that, you jackass? That would literally be yours. Aren't you glad the adults are in charge? Remember that? Like the day after the stolen election, they were like, then the adults are back. Yeah. Remember how y'all thought that Trump was going to start World War III and then it didn't happen? So then you got the guy in office who will literally start World War III. Interesting. Yay, adults. Unbelievable. And last but not least is Kamala Harris forgetting where the hell she's at because she is a cackling idiot. When she's talking about being in North Korea, Bish, you were in South Korea. You might want to do some geography lessons because you're a damn embarrassment. So she never fails to floor everyone who is paying attention or listening to her. I mean, she says the dumbest stuff, but here we are. What did she say? She said something about, was it Venn diagrams? I think, was that, am I hearing, am I remembering that correctly? The Venn diagram? She's like, I love the Venn diagram, with all the circles, and sometimes there's three, sometimes there's more, and you're like, what? She is the Shakespeare of our times, folks. She is literally the Einstein of our age. She's the gift that keeps giving. So anyway, this whole Hunter Biden thing, I think, is probably a ruse. I think that nothing will become of it personally. I think that they're trying to use this to make it very clear to Joe Biden that he is not going to be supported if he attempts to run for re-election in 2024. No one wants Kamala Harris, which is why I literally... I keep saying literally, but I honestly believe that no one has enacted the 25th Amendment despite the deterioration everyone is witnessing on the live platform here of Joe Biden's mental acuity. No one is enacting the 25th Amendment because she is so fantastically unlikable. Her own country doesn't like her. California, her own state doesn't like her, and the world doesn't like her. So, that's a unique set of characteristics. Your state doesn't like you, your country doesn't like you, and the world doesn't like you. You know, you'd think there would be a couple of people who like you, but if there are, then they're just stupid. So I think that's why they haven't enacted the 25th Amendment. No one is going to support her run for presidency. I don't know that she'll do it because she knows deep down she is an unlikable hack. So I think what they're going... I still think that they're going to groom Michelle Obama. Big Mike. They might bust out Big Mike from wherever they're hiding him, her, them. It's ma'am. All right, that's enough. Hopefully you guys are having a wonderful Friday. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. And you know what? Whatever you do, do it safely, have fun, and enjoy whatever you are doing. Enjoy it, because you know what? Our life cannot be wrapped around worry and fear. We have to remember that God's got a plan. Keep your eyes on the skies. Okay, that's enough. That is way too many cliches, I think, in one statement. All right, as always, stay deplorable, patriots. Love and God bless, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.